For the meditation today, please find a gallon or even 2 gallons of liquid from somewhere. Perhaps it's a gallon of orange juice in your refrigerator. Perhaps it's a gallon of fresh water. Perhaps it's a gallon of any kind of a juice or liquid that you typically drink or enjoy. Find a gallon somewhere nearby. Don't make a big deal. Just find it. And once you get that, come back here and I'm going to give you a set of quick instructions. Welcome back. Do you have your gallon container with you? You need to be able to lift that up in order to be able to do a little muscle testing on some questions that I want to give to you today. So my question is the following. With your gallon container flatly placed against whatever shelf or table that you're nearby, I'd like to ask you to ask the question out loud. Has my body received enough exercise today? Ask that question out loud and then lift that gallon or 2 gallon container up. Go ahead and lift it up and see how heavy it is. It'll be just however heavy it is. And now I'd like to ask you to ask the following question. Has my body not received enough exercise today? And go ahead and lift the container up again. Just lift it up. And I ask you the question, how heavy was lifting the bottle the second time relative to the first time? Was it easier the second time? If it was easier the second time, then your body is saying yes to the question, no, I've not received enough exercise today. So if that happens to be the answer that you actually receive, then follow up with another question. Ask the question, should I walk 10 minutes more today? And lift up the container and see how heavy it is. Is it light? Is it heavy? See how heavy it is. And then go ahead and ask the reverse question, should I not walk 10 minutes more today? And see how heavy it is. Go ahead and lift it up. Is it heavier or is it lighter? What's the difference? When your body is saying, yes, the answer is yes, I should walk 10 minutes more today, then that lifting up the container when you're asking that question will be much lighter than when you are actually lifting up the container with the reverse. So, this is a way of being able to ask the very specific questions about the exercise that you need to be doing for yourself today. So you can do lots of follow-up questions depending on what your own exercise routines and practices are. You can obviously also ask questions about your exercise that you may not have even considered doing. For example, ask the following question. Should I lift weights today? Go ahead and lift up that jug and see how heavy it is. Now, by now, you're probably used to being able to identify when it's a little lighter to lift that gallon container and when it's heavier. So when it's easy to lift it, your body is saying, yes, you should be lifting weights. And when it's heavier, then the answer is no, you should not. So you can also, for that very same question, ask, should I not be lifting weights today? And go ahead and lift up that container. And again, the answer is either yes or the answer is no. If the answer is yes, I should not be lifting weights today, then the answer is don't lift them. And of course, if it's the reverse, then you need to consider the possibility that your body might need some stress resistance with weightlifting that might actually address osteoporosis that may be a challenge for you. So clearly now you can go through a whole sequence of questions for yourself, lifting up the container wherever your curiosity may lead you. You can ask questions about what type of exercise your body needs today and how much. And when your body is saying yes, 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 it'll be light. When your body is saying no, lifting up that particular container will be heavy. So you can get as detailed as you'd like to get to find out exactly what your body needs today with regard to exercise and the type of exercise. I've suggested simply weightlifting. I've suggested walking clearly. There are many, many other forms of exercise. You might, if you're an avid exerciser, you might be really want to be asking questions about whether or not you're doing too much. So you might want to be asking, does my body need 2 hours of the exercise that you do today, or just 1 hour or 45 minutes? Again, you can ask very specific questions and muscle test and see what the actual answer is. Your body will be telling you exactly what the answer is. It's a clever way. It's an interesting way. It's a fun way. And it gives you valuable information about what your body needs in the moment. It's also a way of being able to all of a sudden marshal control over your own life. So you are the one making decisions on a moment by moment basis. No one else, no expert, no healthcare practitioner is telling you what to do. You're able to figure all of that out by asking your body, what do you need now? And listening to the answer. Isn't that so totally cool? This is Robert Rogers, and of course this is Parkinson's Recovery.